Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, and the Chovos HaLevavos has been trying to teach us how to properly prepare for that rendezvous daily with Hashem known as Tefillah. He had talked about the way that we have to empty our minds, and he's also talked about the way that we need to prepare ourselves physically to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to have the ability to sit with Him. And now the Chovos HaLevavos continues with an understanding that multitasking, he says, when it comes to the situation of preparing for the mind for tefillah, the brain for tefillah, he says the greatest difficulty to remember is that, contrary to popular belief, multitasking is not a successful endeavor. If a person is multitasking at the time of tefillah, so then he's not going to be able to be successful in the process. Quite important to remember is, if two people are at a meeting together and one is concentrating and the other is not, so then by definition, the nature of that meeting is not successful. If two people are trying to relate, one is open to the relationship and listening and actively participating, and the other one is not there or is only half there, the meeting and the rendezvous is also not successful. Well, the Chovos HaLevavos reminds us that Hashem, Ani Hashem Choker Lev Bochein Klayos, God has the ability to pay very close attention and focus. He doesn't check in on us sometimes. He's watching us at every single moment. It's a given fact that He has the ability to pay attention. And so therefore, by definition, we also have a responsibility to make it our business to recognize that He's with us all the time. The difficulty in that process is that it becomes very difficult to be on all the time. So how is a person able to go ahead and be on to God at all times? It seems like an arduous task. It seems rather difficult. The Chovos HaLevavos explains that no, it's not impossible. It's a situation that requires preparation. And how does a person get into the habit? Well, the Shulchan Aruch begins his section, Shevisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. The very first mitzvah in Or HaChaim is the recognition that Hashem is always in front of our faces. Ironically, we put that in front of the Aron Kodesh in so many of the shuls to be there in order for us to realize that Hashem is not only in front of us all the time, He's especially in front of us when we stand up to daven. But it doesn't need to be on the Aron Kodesh, it needs to be in the forefront of our mind. If we make it our business to constantly keep that message of Shevisi Hashem Lenegdi Samed, we'll be able to achieve the Madrega of Ein Od Movado, we'll be able to achieve that level of recognizing that there's nothing else and no other purpose of Hashem in front of us. I always wondered, one of the stories that I heard many times throughout high school was the great escape of the Brisker Rav and his father during World War I. And when they were on the trains traveling, they were about to be caught by the opposing armies. I believe it were the Germans. And as they're trying to escape, I apologize, it was the Second World War, which made the travel more perilous. And the Brisker Rav told those who were with him to keep in mind that while they were traveling, they would just concentrate on the idea of Ein Od Melvado. And they sat and they concentrated, Ein Od Melvado, and they saw that the Germans were cutting closer and closer on the train to checking in on them. And if they would be found, not only would they be killed, but they would be humiliated in the process of being killed. It would be a long and torturous death. But yet the Brisker Rav was able to put that concentration to his mind. His child was able to put the concentration to his mind. And he was able to achieve that status of Ein Od Melvado and make it to his safety. What was the ability of just concentrating on Ein Od Melvado? It's not just that you meditate mindlessly and there's nobody else but Hashem. It begins with the understanding that Hashem is there. And that's what we say in the Shulchan Aruch, Hu Klal Gadol Batola Utoro B'malas HaTzadikim. In our lives, we need to start there. That if we recognize constantly, as I just translated, that God is in front of us all the time, then naturally what will come about out of it is an appreciation of what God wants from us as primary. And that's an important message because it guides who we are and it gives us a deeper appreciation for the fact that there's nobody else worth it in this world to pay attention to but him, which will change our concentration and help us focus. Try it 4 or 5 times today. Look for opportunities to say, Shavisi Hashem L'Negdi Samed, to focus on the understanding that there's only God's will in the world before you turn and make a particular decision. It may be about a cup of coffee, it may be about relating to a friend or making a phone call. Just ask, what does God want from me today? You do that, and it changes the nature of some of our decisions. Have a wonderful day.